Okay, hi everybody. And we are coming together here, 7 o'clock California time, 10 o'clock New York time, to get some information, to grow in insight, to be able to get some questions answered, and to be able to get some direction. Tonight, the questions are going to be centered around prospecting and closing. We have polled our clients and asked what are some important questions that you have concerning prospecting or closing. Hopefully, I'll be able to get through all of them. I believe I have 10 selected, and if I don't, that's totally fine. This content's going to be very rich and quickly delivered to you. For those of you, this is your very first call. My name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up with a father that was completely addicted to drugs, every form of drug you can imagine, as well as extremely abusive. He was a violent man. And so growing up in that kind of environment, I did not have a whole lot of confidence in myself nor my future. I wasn't one of those people that was a big dreamer. I'm going to do this someday. I'm going to go there someday. That wasn't me. My biggest goal was to get married, have kids, and a functional marriage, and that was it. At 19, I got introduced to becoming an entrepreneur. And quite honestly, I did not think that I could do it. The person that introduced me was a friend, very close friend of mine, and he cared enough about me and my future to introduce me to something that would change my life forever. And it took me a couple months to get the courage to actually embark in on a independent business opportunity. And my first 6 months, I failed miserably. I went severely in debt with no results, no income, no nothing, and feeling like a complete schmuck because I couldn't figure it out. Encountered somebody that started his business the same time I did, but he was making $15,000 more a month than I was, which meant his check was 15 grand a month. And I was curious as all get out, and I was hungry, I was desperate, I was fully teachable. Please teach me how to crawl, walk, then run. He introduced me to a training seminar that was just so cliche. I mean, you guys have all heard this before, you know, where you hear, oh, you know, the seminar will change your life. There's nothing like it. You know, and I'm like, whatever. It sounds like one of those TV infomercials. And so then he closed me with this statement. He says, if you don't go, you might as well quit now because you will fail eventually. So put yourself out of your misery now if you don't sign up and go to the seminar that's in a week and a half. So I took those words to heart, and failing was not an option to me, and I could just tell there was conviction in his voice. He knew exactly what he was talking about. So I decided to borrow some money. I had some major plans that I needed to rearrange in order to be able to go, and I went. And I came out, and the things that I learned in that particular event, when I applied them in 8 days, made $4,000. From there, my next check was $11,000 because I brought 11 people back to that same exact training seminar about 30 days later. From there, I just kept bringing people and putting them in front of that training venue. I figured that the millionaire had more authority and experience to train my people with the kind of equipping that they needed, how to talk to people, getting over their excuses. I figured that he had more authority than I did, and he knew what I was talking about more than I did, and so it just made sense to put people in front of that particular training seminar instead of me trying to act like I knew what I was doing. Well, the next check was $15,000, just under $21,000 following that. Built a beautiful business from failure to this outrageous success. And the only thing that was missing in my life was getting married and having kids. So I ran off. I got married to somebody that I barely knew. And it turns out that he wound up draining my bank account, maxing out my credit cards. My business was stolen from me as a direct result of getting into this marriage. And I wound up with $2.03 to my name, $35,000 debt, completely homeless the month of December, 3,000 miles away from anything that was familiar and anybody that I actually knew. So here I'm stuck out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean in a tiny little town of 5,000, not having a clue about what I was going to do, where I was going to get gas money, where was I going to sleep that night, and where was the food going to come from. Found a job after a couple weeks of being homeless as a cocktail waitress, which was a humbling experience, and then started totally getting sick and tired of sleeping on beaches and showering in public places. And the cocktail waitressing job wasn't going to make me enough money anytime in the next 3 months to be able to get myself into an apartment. So I used the skills that I had learned a year before, and I applied those skills. made $2,000 the first 10 hours in a brand new business that I had no experience in at all, just using the basic foundation that I had learned the year before. Things like attitude is everything. Things like how to talk to people. Things like how to get people to trust me and how to embark by faith in a whole new venture, whether you know anything or not about it. And I made $6,000, over $6,000 the second month, just under at $10,000 my third month. My first year made $250,000. By the end of my second year, by the time I was 23, I became a millionaire for the very first time. Since then, met my husband through the industry. In fact, shortly after I was homeless, I've got 5 beautiful children, 2 cute, adorable little grandchildren, and we have been running businesses. I've been personally running businesses now for 17 years. I feel totally blessed to be on the phone with you right now and introducing you to a concept and a system that has helped to create 6- and 7-figure income earners literally in such a ridiculous short period of time, you wouldn't believe me even if I told you. You need to come out and see it live for yourself so you can meet the people, see the faces, and hear their own personal story for yourself. Now, we have helped to develop a tremendous amount of people who have started in business to make a phenomenal amount of income. Whether they were in real estate, they've learned how to sell more homes and get their broker's license and even make more beyond that. Whether it's an insurance, same thing. We've helped to guide and direct and equip people with skills that are necessary to get their income over what 98% of the population is currently earning at. The current statistics are that 98% of the population dead or dead broke by the age of 65. I know that that is not what you want to be your destiny. I believe that every one of us is completely in control of where we go. Whether or not we choose to honor our God determines whether or not we get to reach the heights that I believe each and every one of us are called to. I feel so blessed that my God gave me a second chance to get myself out of the pit of hell and to rise up in business and affect a tremendous amount of people's lives, tens of thousands of people's lives. I believe you're on this call for a reason. I believe that your destiny is bigger than a 9-to-5 job and a blockbuster video. I believe that there's something in you saying there's got to be more to life than what I'm living. Well, the person that invited you on this call, they at least need an email saying thank you from you, because they took time out of their busy schedule to say, hey, you need to check this out. It's a free call. Whatever you choose to do with it is completely up to you. There are some of you that are on this call. You're going to take this information. You're going to implement it tonight, and you're going to profit from it tomorrow. There are others of you that are sitting here skeptical. Why is she screaming? She's annoying. It's a woman. Why should I listen to her anyway? Who is she anyhow? How do I know all this is for real? Yeah, we know who you are because you say that about everything else. The choice is yours. Information will be coming through the wavelengths right now that's going to make profits for those of you that choose to step up and use it, or for those of you who want to stay skeptical, you'll not earn a dime from this, and you might as well hang up the phone right now. I'm not here to waste my time with people who are skeptical. I'm here to help people step up to the plate, take action, take control over their lives, and start building a legacy for themselves instead of just totally barely getting by. So tonight, we pulled a group of home-based business owners who honestly work in a field that is completely universal. If someone can build a home-based business, they could build any kind of a business. And I mean any kind of a business. The skills that are used in a home-based business are the skills that are used in any business and or any kind of sales position, any kind of management position, any kind of training, influential leadership position. Whether you're a pastor of a church or an evangelist, you're a homemaker, you're a school teacher, the things I'm going to talk to you about tonight apply to every kind of career that is available on the face of the planet today. So go ahead and get yourself ready, 2 pieces of paper, 2 pens. I'm going to fire some information at you very, very fast, and please be patient. I'm going to be me. You be you. I talk fast when I get excited, and I scream when I get excited. So just accept it as it is. I'll accept you the way you are, and together we're going to make this a very successful call. Now, I know that you're going to feel like, Danny, you're talking too fast. I can't get it all down. Don't worry. Once you are a member at DaniJohnson.com, which is DaniJohnson.com, you will be able to find this at the conference call vault. So have no fear. You'll be able to listen to it again and again and again. Okay, so the first question concerning prospecting, which is making an initial contact with a prospect. This person says, I have never been an orator, verbally expressed person. It's difficult for me to talk to people. Great concern, great question. My answer is this: do you want to stay that way? And my second question to you is, what are you willing to do about it? You see, oftentimes I will tell you that when I first started in business, I had all of these excuses of what I wasn't. I had all of these strongholds, if you will. A stronghold is what they call a citadel. It's like a wall in the mind. It's something one puts his trust into, regardless if it's true or false. But it's like a barrier in our mind that we put our trust into. And when I first got started, I had a whole list of things of what I wasn't. I'll tell you right now, my excuses were I was young. I was a female. I was uneducated. I'm 19. Who in the world is going to listen to me? I have no experience. I'm not successful. How can I teach others to succeed if I don't know how to succeed? These were all of my excuses. And you know, they were legitimate. But the reality was, is I allowed them to stop me from becoming successful until I had somebody confront me. Do I want to stay here? Is this what I want to be? Do I like not having success? Do I like thinking that I'm useless and worthless and pathetic and who would ever listen to me, and I'm uneducated, I'm too young, I'm a woman. You know, if only I was a guy, if only I was 20 years older, if only I had wisdom, if only I had business experience. We can line up an entire list of excuses all day long and never ever do anything with our lives. And it's the people who step beyond the circumstances in their life are the ones that wind up having success. It's never the circumstances that determine whether or not we're going to become successful. And so to me, if you enjoy being somebody who has difficulty talking to people, well, then just stay the same and find something else to do. Or if you don't like that fact, to be honest with you, to me, and I don't know what your religious beliefs are, I don't know what your spiritual beliefs are, I am not about religion, I am certainly about having a personal relationship with God, but in my personal opinion, and again, you're on this call to get that, and you're getting... You can do whatever you want with my personal opinion. I could really care less. You know, whatever you want to do is totally fine, whether you use it or not. But the point is this. If it's difficult for you to talk to people and you do not verbally express yourself, then I would venture to say that you have a life of isolation. And human beings were not created for a life of isolation. We were not created to dig a hole, climb into that hole, and stay in that hole. That's not what we were designed to do. And so if you're in that place, I can tell you that it probably came from a long time ago, someone conditioned you to sit down and shut up, and I don't want to listen to what you have to say. You then lived a life of sitting down and shutting up, and no one cares about what you say, to the point of, let me find something to do where I don't have to say anything. My point is if you have been attracted into a business or a career that requires for you to communicate, if you actually plan to have a marriage and children that requires for you to communicate, well, then you're going to have to break free from this stronghold, this wall, this barrier in your very mainframe of your mind that says, I'm not an order, I don't verbally express myself very well, and I don't talk to people very good. Well, if you want to stay that way, that's up to you. But I am absolutely, thoroughly convinced that is a plan from the enemies of your soul to isolate you, and if you can be isolated, you will be conquered and destroyed. And so there are things you can do strategically to learn how to communicate better. Let me just point you in a couple different directions about what you can actually do. You see, oftentimes when we feel like we don't express ourselves or are able to communicate well with people because we don't know what to say. Gosh, could you imagine? I want to ask you. Do you think it would be worth just about anything for you to be able to learn what to say, how to say it, and who to say it to? What kind of value could you put on that? What kind of value is in the fact that if you don't know what to say to people, that you can learn what to say? And if you didn't know how to communicate it, that you could actually be equipped on how to communicate it and who to communicate it to? Could you imagine what would happen to your relationship with your spouse? Could you imagine if you could actually learn how to communicate like a pro, like it's nothing to you? You don't even have to think about it anymore. Could you imagine if you were equipped with the skills of an amazing orator, of an amazing people person? Yes, I know that some people have it naturally, And I think that they have it naturally because the environment in which they were might have been groomed in, that they may have been put in an environment that pulled the best out in them. We are all communicators. Animals even communicate with each other. We communicate with each other. We were built to communicate. So if you don't know how, it's because you've not been in an environment that has taught you how. You've not learned the skills how. Imagine if you had them. Imagine how many doors, how many different careers could open for you. Imagine how much your spouse would even be closer to you, more intimate with you, and the communication would be so amazing and fulfilling and stimulating. Imagine if that was healed even with your children. Just imagine what would happen if you actually learned what to say, how to say it, who to say it to. It's huge. The doors that could open for you if you actually learned how to communicate on a higher mature level, what could happen in your life? Well, let me help you with a couple things. First of all, the most powerful way to learn how to be skilled in this area is through creating a dynasty, but that isn't available for 6 months from now. So that's completely out of the question. Not only that, but you have to qualify in order to go to dynasty. So what do? There's some baby steps that can help you. First step to success is going to help to reveal to you the barriers, the walls that are in your mind that are keeping you from communicating clearly to others. Communication is key if you want to succeed in business. Communication is key if you want to succeed in marriage and parenting. You cannot succeed without it. You will only isolate yourself. So where do you start from here? Well, Dallas, Texas is coming up. It's going to totally put keys in your hand that is going to help start you on a professional level of being able to communicate in a very highly profitable way. I'm not talking to you. See, some of you are like, shoot, I don't need any help with that. Oh, trust me, you are the biggest ones that need the most help. Those of you that think, oh, I can talk to anybody. Trust me, your tongue needs to be groomed so you're not turning people off. Your tongue needs to be groomed so that you're not chasing people away from your products or your services or your business opportunity. You need to be groomed in a way where that gifted tongue that you have, that it is like a sharpshooter instead of a shotgun, where you're blowing people away and they want nothing to do with you, but instead you're being able to hit the target and draw them in. Do you understand? It doesn't matter if you're quiet or you're bold. Everybody's tongue needs to be groomed in a professional way so that they can pull the best out of others as well as themselves. So first step to success is a great way to get your feet wet. You can learn by picking up, learning from some of the CDs that the website offers, some of the free content on the website also, you know, has some stuff there. You know, when you're listening to somebody else communicate, it's easy to pick up how to communicate. Probably the easiest way is like our script book, that the words are there. You just read them. It comes with two audios that show you how to read them. Okay. North Carolina, huge. I mean, live in North Carolina, it's just a 10 CD set that was recorded live in the state of North Carolina. And that'll help to get your feet wet. That's going to help to kind of groom your tongue a little bit. But honestly, a live experience takes you from a 1 to a 10. CDs are going to take you from a 1 to a 2 or a 3 maximum. And that's if you've listened to them like 100 times. Do you actually start to get it? Why? Because you're busy doing other things while you're listening to it, and you're not experiencing it, full body immersion experiencing. There's lots of different ways to learn. The best way to learn is being mentored. The second best way to learn are live experiences, live events. And so the least way to learn is through a book, and the second least way to learn is through audios. And so there you go. Okay? It goes books, audio, video, live full body immersion into an experience, and then the fifth way is through being mentored. And so like live one-on-one with somebody who is an expert takes you on as their project and makes an expert out of you. So do whatever it takes. I want you to think about this. Your whole life is about communication. If you are terrible at it, it is time to learn how to get good at it. A book that I read many years ago, How to Win Friends and Influence People, phenomenal book. Every business person needs to read that book. Every mom needs it. Every dad needs it. Every employee needs it. Everybody on the face of the planet needs to read it. Every religious person needs it. Every non-religious person needs it. Every athlete needs to read it. I mean, everybody needs to read the book if you plan on succeeding with people. Life is centered around people whether you like it or not. Question number two, I need help with effective advertisements, trade show booths, and things of that nature. Okay. Well, that's a great question. And to be honest with you, I have a different take concerning these things. I believe in the way that I built businesses from the beginning, where I've ran corporations or built home-based businesses or made money by, through real estate by being an investor, number of different things that we've done in business, a number of different things that we're doing even right now, you know, in a rental business and, you know, commercial property type stuff, whatever. But the point is that my personal belief on how I believe I've become successful, other than the fact that my God gave me the opportunity to do it, I've done my best to honor him, but he is the one to show himself faithful in every single area of my life. The thing that I have learned in the marketplace that he has led me and guided me on is that I believe it's important to pull on other people's strengths. I believe it's important. In other words, let's put it this way. You see, the wealthy have a completely different mindset than the non-wealthy. Basically, you got three different types of people. You got those who have succeeded and they are very well off. You have those that are aspiring to be well off, and you've got those who are not aspiring to be well off. They're just happy status quo with their 9-to-5 job and their Blockbuster video. They're the ones that wind up broke at 65. The ones that are wanting to be broke at 65 are always looking for the cheapest way to gain. Well, those people are always going to wind up with the smallest gain. That bottom lower class is always looking for the freebies. They're the ones that are buying lottery tickets. They're the ones looking for handouts and looking for programs that are going to help them do better. They're the ones that, if they're in a home-based business, that look for the lowest auto ship. They're the ones that look for the free leads. They're the ones that go to my website to nurse off the free archived calls. Okay, that's that group right there. That's the 98% of the population. Nothing against that. That's fine. If you're happy, you're satisfied, you feel like you're doing what you were born to do, then, you know, do it. That second level of people, those are the ones aspiring to become wealthy someday, the ones aspiring to reach a goal, the ones that are not satisfied with status quo. That's that middle of the road type of a group that still has their foot in the poverty level of what can I get for nothing. They kind of drag their feet, but they will go ahead and maybe eventually go to a first step. They maybe, might be eventually, they'll purchase a bunch of cheap leads. They maybe, might be willing to, you know, get a hold of the DVD program, dynamic duplication they find on our website. They might max out their auto ship. They may, might start off at that top package. But whether or not they fully, I mean fully, engage themselves, go all out, follow directions, pay attention, that's a whole other story. Then there are those that have made it. And those who have made it, they have taken to completely different steps than those who have not. If you look at, for example, a kingdom, and you look at those people, the people in the family, in a royal family, they are being totally groomed in a completely different way. Even if you look at the three classes in the western part of the world, lower class, middle class, and the wealthy, the kids of the wealthy are totally groomed with different mindsets. They have different understandings about money. They have different concerns about life than, let's say, the middle class or the lower class, just completely different. There really is those three different types of people, even that are listening to me right now. But see, those that are in the higher level of income, they don't concern themselves with things that the lower class concern themselves with. How did they get in a higher class? Well, if you're from Europe, you know, you, or in other parts of the world, you're born into it. But fortunately for those of us that are here in a free country, not that they're not, but in a free country like the United States, like Australia, just because you start in a lower class doesn't mean you stay there. I started in a lower class. I grew up on welfare. Doesn't mean I had to stay there. I come from a long history of welfare. Doesn't mean I had to stay there. Means that I had a free opportunity to step up out of that poverty mentality. But I had to learn how to think differently than my impoverished ancestors taught me how to think. And so here's one of them right here. I need help with advertising. Well, the middle class, first of all, the lower class aren't even thinking of advertising because they know it costs money. The middle class is thinking, okay, I need to be all things to everybody. So if I'm in business, I need to know how to advertise, and I need to know how to answer everything, and I need to know how to do every possible thing inside of my little business. Okay, well, that's a great way to buy yourself a job. But those that are of the mindset to become wealthy and that are wealthy, we think totally different. And how that thinking is this, the Henry Ford philosophy of business is this: find other people who are greater at the task that you need done than you are. I'm going to say it again. Find other people who are greater at the task that you need to get done. You see, I'm not a professional advertiser, and nor do I want to become one. However, I have friends that are professional advertisers. They run a $10 million advertising agency. They make or break on how well they can do that advertising. See, to me, it just makes sense. I could take $5,000, pour it into an advertisement, and get no calls. Or I could pour $4,000 into somebody else who knows what they're doing with advertising, and I only pay for the leads that are generated from the advertising. Does that make any sense to you at all? I much rather let a professional take the risk than me take the risk. And I'll tell you this from personal experience. I learned this one the hard way. You know, way back when I did personal advertising, I would run an ad for, you know, I'd spend anywhere from $500 to $2,000 in any kind of an advertising campaign for an entire month, okay? And this is before any advertising agencies were even available for the particular targeted industry that I was in. And so in the beginning, I could take, again, $500 to $2,000 and run an advertisement for the month. And I would get 40 to 60 calls every single day in a particular newspaper that I in the city and I was working in. Well, a year later, that same $500 to $2,000 running the same exact ad in the same exact newspaper now only brought me 3 calls a day. Why? Well, I didn't know. Markets change. People get immune to certain advertising. I much rather pour my money into purchasing the fruit of the advertisement versus pouring my money into the advertisement itself. Make sense? I much rather hire the experts versus me running basically a crapshoot, gambling on whether or not it's going to work. Okay? So concerning trade shows also, not my expertise. What is my expertise is using the leads that you generate at a trade show and maximizing them. That is my expertise. My expertise is taking leads, no matter where it is that you get them, and being able to get those people to show up for whatever it is you want them to show up for and to purchase whatever it is that you want them to purchase. That's my specialty. So if you want to learn how to work trade shows, I can show you the beginning part of it. But as far as all the details, not my deal. I've worked a couple. I used it to just meet people, get names and phone numbers. I called those people, got them started, yada, yada, yada. Okay? So there you go. Question number 3 is from a gentleman that says, as excited and passionate as I am about the business that I am in and the products that I represent, I find that I can't get people to sign on. Great question, and join the club of the masses. It's okay. Well, when you're first getting started, that is really how it is. And there's some of you that have been trying for 20 years, and it still is how it is for you. I'm going to just break it down and make it plain for you. Everything is based on skill, my friends. It's all based on skill. What determines whether or not you can get somebody either to become a client of yours or to join you as an associate involved in your business, that is completely determined by the skill level that you have. It's not only based on excitement and passion. Basically, what happens when people try to just depend on excitement, they totally roll over people and turn people off. You don't want to do that. People could care less about what you're excited and passionate about. But we know this. The prospect is always concerned about themselves. We know this, that a prospect is always concerned about what they are excited about, not what you're excited about. So my advice to you, just you know, 2 seconds of advice on this one is this. Learn what is exciting for the prospect. I teach a process at First Steps to Success as well as on the CDs of North Carolina called FORM. And it's just a simple little acronym about forming the core rapport methodology, which is about 15 different ideas in the core rapport methodology. It's the very core of everything that we do. Based on relationship, P people will trust you and want to do business with you. You see, people have made a huge mistake, and it's the lower and middle class that have this mindset. The lower and middle class think, if I have the best product and I have the best opportunity, then I'm going to sign up the most people and I'm going to get the most clients involved in my product or service. False. Totally false. That is so ridiculous, it's unbelievable. You need to understand that the 2% of the population knows people, and they know this, that you, let's say that you went out shopping around looking for a stereo system, and let's say that you found, you went and priced everything out, and you went to a store, electronics store, and you found one, but the salesman was a pushy, overexcited jerk. He didn't care a thing about you. All he wanted to do is hype up his television. Have you ever turned and walked out of that store, went across the street, paid more money for the same thing because you liked the salesman? The answer is yes, we've all done it. Well, like I said, mostly that middle class, lower class, they're trying to just get excited about something and try to promote the something. It's never about the something. It's always about people. You see, 2% of the population has figured out that your product is not the product that you're marketing. It's not the house you're selling. If you're in real estate, it's not the house you're selling. Oh, my gosh, look at this bathroom. Isn't it incredible? No, big stinking deal. No, it's about what's important to the prospect. If you find out what's important to the prospect, you center your entire presentation around what's important to the prospect will do business with you. So how do you learn how to do that? I'm telling you what. If you master those skills like I did 17 years ago, you will be unusually successful. You will be unusually successful. You will not recognize your life a year from now. Do whatever it takes to master those skills. Some of you think you know them already. You know it based on results. Do you have people wanting to join you daily? Do you have people wanting to follow you wherever you're willing to lead them? Do you have wealth being created around you? That's going to tell you whether or not you've mastered those things, okay? So North Carolina, if you have excuses about not going to Dallas, then start with North Carolina. It's going to at least get you started on the foundation. Next question, number 4. I think I could use some help with getting people to the seminars as well. I currently have an organization, but they are not motivated and will not do what I'm doing. Okay. That's a great question. This person obviously has come to the revelation that it makes sense to contract in experts in fields that they do not carry expertise in. Or they are a leader who is tired of carrying the brunt and the burden of an organization who is sucking them dry. Well, either one that you are, congratulations that you've come to that revelation, that you know that you want to contract in, you know, a training organization that, that has expertise and a track record of developing 6- and 7-figure income earners. And I think that is awesome that you're at that place. But now the key question is, how in the world do I get my people to want to do that? I totally understand where you're at. First of all, the best thing I can tell you is it all depends on how long, well, actually, you probably have been to maybe one event or something like that. One thing that you need to understand is that's a whole nother key skill set, and that is the art of promotion. There's a big difference between information and promotion. See, most people make the big mistake of informing those that they are leading about an event that's taking place. Well, if you're informing them, I can tell you they're not going to want to follow you into that next thing that you're doing. But if you learn the art of promotion, which we teach at Creating a Dynasty, which is our advanced level leadership, and we also will be teaching it through the mentoring program for the elite group as well as the premier group, you have to learn the art of promoting instead of informing. You see, everybody can inform, but not everybody can promote. And it's very important that you learn that particular skill. When you're going to want to promote something to somebody, first of all, you need an arsenal of testimonials. Our website has a tremendous amount. In fact, we've collected over 10,000 testimonials through email or written testimonials or even audio testimonials for people for over the last 3 years. And so our website has a tremendous amount of testimonials. Even if you did, is all just send them to www.dannyjohnson.com/video. There's a video that has a tremendous amount of testimonials there. People can identify with other people that were in their shoes. Facts tell, stories sell, okay? So that's one thing. The other thing is you need to find the needs of your people. if you're just going at them trying to sell First Step to Success, I'm going to tell you right now that it's just like going out and trying to sell a product or a service. You're not finding their true need and what their goals are and wrapping the presentation about what those goals and needs are. You truly have got to find out what's in the very core of that person and what they want, and you lead them as you feel morally obligated to First Step so they can get what they need. I mean, give me a break. I know what's in your heart is you're looking at them going, okay, they are still not going to succeed if they don't get trained and equipped, if they don't tear down the barriers that they have, if they're not learning how to talk to people properly like a professional instead of an amateur, if they don't stop provoking objections from their prospect, then they're going to quit because they're not going to make any money. That's how you feel, and you should feel that way, and that is the truth. However, you have to find the key motivating factor in that person and lead them by saying, hey, listen, and when they call you and they say, oh, I don't know what's going on, I don't have anyone to talk to, I mean, everyone I talk to, no one shows up, you say, how serious are you about growing your business? And they're going to say something like, well, I'm deadly serious. Why? I want you to think about if there was ever a chance for you to be able to get past this and never have to deal with it again, would you want to know what it was that could help you do that? They're going to say yes. Do you want your business to get to the point where it does not drive you crazy with frustration? Yes, they're going to say. I'm going to give you some information, and it's the last time I'm going to give you the information. And I'm looking to develop a team of people that are going to become professionals who are making professional level of income instead of those that are struggling at an amateur level and being frustrated and wind up eventually giving up. Now, Michael, I know you did not get in your business to fail. You got into your business to succeed. So if you got into your business to succeed, and I would remind Michael of his goals and dreams. Michael, you got in because you wanted to get out of debt. You are tired of the job that you're in, and you want to be able to make sure that you can afford to send your kids to the universities you feel they are, that they have earned the right into. Are you still serious about those goals and dreams? He's going to say yes. Then write this down. www.dannyjohnson.com/video. Go there now. I will call you back in 20 minutes after you're done watching that video. You call him back in 20 minutes. You then say, you're still on that website, click on events. Click on First Steps to Success Dallas. Do it now. Register now. I'm taking no excuses from you. You are at a crossroads, and this is a make or break decision. It is worth $397 to equip you on how to get out of debt, to make sure you can afford the university you feel your kids deserve, to be able to get out of a job that you hate, and to be able to be more financially secure. Fill it out now. Send me your email confirmation of your receipt. I'll see you there. There you go. Number 5, how do I make it clear to a product consumer that the opportunity as a business builder is worth their time? Let me try to make something real clear for you. You see, the prospect is looking at what you're doing and deciding whether or not they want to do it. So if you're coming across as a product peddler, you're coming across as a salesman, they truly want nothing to do with that. Unless, of course, they enjoy sales, and I find that most people don't. And so if they've always wanted to sell some particular product or service and you happen to have it, well then, you know, boom, boom, you've got it, okay? But the reality is that's not the majority of the people. And so how in the world do you make it clear to a product consumer? It's the same exact foundation that I've been leading with this entire call. You form them. You do the core rapport methodology that you will find at First Steps to Success to be able to draw out of them what's most important for them. When you use the acronym of FORM, which gets them to talk about their family, occupation, recreation, then when you find a need, you can give them a message. And that message, basically, you'll find in the script book. And if you look on the product section, you'll find a script book in there. I've already mentioned it once. There is a ridiculous amount of scripts in that script book that you simply use to communicate with that prospect once you call them back later. It's real simple. When you get them to talk about their family, their occupation, and what they like to do for fun, it is a very simple process, and it works similar to this. They are going to reveal to you things they're not satisfied with, and that's really what you're looking for is dissatisfied people. All of your customers or your clients are all dissatisfied with something. Many of them would like to learn how to earn that stuff for free so that they're not going into debt every month for it or what have you. And so everyone likes to tear down another bill. Everybody does. Everyone's motivated by that. So in this case, you, if you are building that core rapport methodology properly, that consumer is revealing to you needs that they have. You take those needs, you use the script, and lead them to your business opportunity. Just make sure that when you are conducting yourself with a consumer, that you are not coming across as some slimy, slick oil amateur salesperson. Because if you are, no matter what you say, they ain't going to want to do what you're doing, okay? So make sure, that's why it's so important for you to learn the skills of communication. It's so important for you to master those skills so that you're not coming across as most of what we've seen out there, that you're not being branded as someone they don't want to talk to, okay? Question number 6. How can I increase my success rate for getting people to join my business during the appointment versus having them take the information to think about it? Great question. Awesome question. This is basically about handling objections. Okay. First of all, I don't know what it is that you're using as a closing formula, but many times what I will find after training thousands and tens of thousands of people in the area of closing and prospecting and building all kinds of different businesses, what I will tell you is that 99.9% of the time, we provoke the objection that comes out of the prospect's mouth. You really got to see it live and before you would actually believe it. But the truth is, it doesn't matter what we say, it's how we say it. And oftentimes we are saying things that provoke the prospect to say, I want to think about it. So one thing that you clearly want to look at is, are you telling them that they should think about it? Number 2, are you sitting there giving them so much inundated information and overloading them with so much that they need to think about? After the presentation is all finished, are you talking more about the company? Are you talking more about your services? Are you talking more about the opportunity? Because if you are, then they're going to say, I'm going to think about it. Okay? So those are 3 top things that I see provoke that objection. A 4th thing that I see that provoke it is, are you weak in the close? Are you stammering through the close? When it comes to the 6 questions that you find on page 22 of the DannyJohnson.com script book, you know, on the closing script, you know, when it goes through those 6 questions, are you very weakly, very timidly asking those 6 questions? Because if you are very timidly asking those 6 questions, I'm going to guarantee you right now, they're going to say, I need to think about it. Because if you're not sure about the opportunity, they're not sure about the opportunity, and they're going to use the weakest objection they got, and that is, I need to think about it. That is by far the weakest one anyone could use against you. Number 7, what is the key factor in prospecting successfully? Okay, key factor, for a foundation in the beginning, you more than likely lack the communication skills that are necessary to hit home runs every time you get on the phone. So what you have to make up for your lack of skill is numbers. In the beginning, a high level of numbers, calling a tremendous amount of people daily, I'm talking 100 to 200 people a day, making 100 to 200 dials in a day if you're working full-time, making, you know, 50 to 75 calls a day if you're part-time, that is going to make up for what you lack in skill. I would highly recommend that if you want to learn how to do this successfully and not just, in other words, you've all heard this practice makes perfect nonsense. No, perfect practice makes perfect, not just practice makes perfect, because you can be practicing a wrong skill set over and over again and never get greater results. That's what I did my first 6 months. It's hilarious. My first 6 months, I did all that I knew how to do, which was not how to get anybody started. And I kept doing it to hundreds of people, and I wound up with the same objections every time until I learned a totally different skill, a totally different way of doing it, and then, boom, I practiced the right skill set and started bringing in people left and right. And so what is the key factor? I'll just tell you with my clients that have studied and applied simultaneously, study and apply, study and apply, study and apply, meaning they've studied the script book in North Carolina, they've come to several First Steps to Successes, participated in our coaching classes for prospecting or closing. The ones who have hit it aggressively, just like, for example, one of my all-time favorite stories to tell is Sandy Krakowski. You know, Sandy started out, she was 0 for 3,000 dials. Being 0 for 3,000 dials, I mean, that's one persistent woman. So here, she gets involved with First Steps, listening to North Carolina, listening to all the calls on the archived free list, and then plugging into First Steps to Success. She made a massive multi-thousand dollar investment into her skill set on how to recruit successfully. That's what she was willing to do. Why? Because professional is what she was after, not what can I get for nothing. So as she did this, she now has a 90% closing ratio. She has a 100% show-up ratio and a 90% closing ratio. That 100% of the people that she schedules to look at a website, schedules for a presentation or an appointment, 100% of those people show up. Out of those, 90% who she takes through the process wind up signing up. No matter how old the lead is, no matter how, what a terrible quality the lead is, she's able to close 90% of them. Isn't that awesome? That's very exciting. So anyway, there you go. There you go, Joe. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to stop there for a second. Here's what I got. Man, we handled a whole lot of different information. I hope that you found some of this to be helpful. Please, if any of these questions helped you, if any of the answers, I mean, helped you, please let me know. Let me know what you thought of this call. Let me know if it was beneficial to you at all. We would love to absolutely hear from you. Each one of these questions had a nice wide variety of answers that I believe could help anybody, no matter what kind of a business that you're in. The other thing is that you've been hearing from myself, you've seen on the website, there's an amazing amount of calls that are all geared towards prospecting and closing. And that stuff, if you're ready to just kind of test the waters out and see some things, because no matter what I say, there are three types of people at this point. The first person is the person that says, you know what, thanks, but no thanks. I think I'm just going to still continue, you know, on my path and try to figure it out, and I'll go ahead and feed on some of the free stuff and see how things are going. That's awesome. Welcome to our site. Take advantage of what is there. It is there to be able to kind of get your feet wet, sink your teeth into something, and I promise you, you'll find things like how to get out of debt, how to manage your time better, even communication skills, a whole lot more concerning about the things that I talked about tonight, prospecting, closing, working with your organization, developing a momentum out of nothing, creating momentum out of absolute thin air. Exactly how did I go from zero to $250,000 a year? You're going to find all that stuff for free on the website. You can go there right now at DannyJohnson.com. The second type of person is the one that says, you know what, I want to think, to contemplate, to reevaluate about going to first steps. And that's totally fine too. Here's what I would recommend that you do. If you're that second type person, and that's more of like the middle class person that I'm talking about, that person is like, okay, I'm a little scared, but I'll go ahead and, you know, stretch my feet out a little bit and try some of this stuff. I encourage you. Listen, we gave you some helpful information. I even popped a script out of my mouth tonight. Use it. Implement it now. Do it 100 times. See what the results are. You're going to find the same as what so many of my clients have. It's so cute. But after they've come to first steps, they come and they're like, oh, my gosh, it actually worked. I love that response. And so do that. You know, use some of the things you learned tonight. Maybe embark on North Carolina and the script book. Check those two things out. You know, for those of you who have already been to First Steps, you know you should be using the prospect and closure rate of millions. If you've already seen that on the website, you haven't been to First Steps, I do not recommend at all that you purchase prospect and closure rate of millions. You're not ready for it. You need to graduate through First Steps in order to be able to understand those 7 CDs on prospecting and closing. And so if you don't have the foundation of what those things were built on, you'll be totally lost and you'll not see the value in it at all. But once you've totally gotten the foundation for what we teach, and then you listen to prospect and closure rate, things are going to click and they're going to make absolute sense. Just like Sasha, for example, went through First Steps, used prospect and closure rate of millions, and had an outrageous closing ratio. In fact, she closed 4 people just a couple weeks after she came out of her first Steps and made $4,000. I mean, that's insane. And closed them over the phone, presented over the phone, closed them over the phone. So if she can do it, anybody can. But if you're that third type person, you're the one that we're looking for. We are developing an army of entrepreneurs out there that are not satisfied with status quo, an army of people that are not satisfied with things being the way they are and are not happy with a comfort zone. But they're looking for an expedited way to build a powerfully profitable business and be able to do it with less time. That's exactly what you will find at First Steps, Creating a Dynasty, in the mentoring program. It's exactly what you'll find in some of the products that are available on the website. If you're that person, you go now, get yourself registered now. How do you know if you're that person? You're that person that has a bunch of things standing in your way, but you're not going to let the circumstances determine your results. But instead, you're going to step over your circumstances, whether it is prior plans, don't have the money, or what have you, and you're that third type person that says, I'm stepping over those things, and I know I'm supposed to be there, and I will see you there. So that's that. If that's you, you know what to do. I don't need to tell you. register immediately, step up and lead, be the pioneer, be the one that's going to knock down all the trees and set up the pace for everybody else to follow. Easier for you to get others to go if, of course, you're already registered yourself. So other than that, my friends, let me know what you thought of the call. God bless you. I am so looking forward to seeing you guys. Guys, we are making history for those who are going to be in Dallas. Bring cameras. Bring video cameras so you can get video testimonials outside of the room at the end of each session that's taking place. Make sure you bring two notepads. Make sure you have at least two pens. Make sure you bring good quality food so that you are ready and raring to receive all that I believe your God has available for you to receive. So other than that, folks, God bless you. I wish you the absolute best, and I'm looking forward to meeting many of you in Dallas, Texas. So I'm going to open up the lines, and everybody say goodnight and God bless.